Journalist Laura Logan recently interviewed Dr. Keith Rose, who has worked in clandestine U.S. intelligence operations for 3 decades and is now going public because he's concerned for his country. He said that within 2 weeks of America's hasty exit from Afghanistan, the head of the CIA met in secret with all of America's enemies.
During that week and a half before, there was an open source meeting, or people knew about a meeting, of the director of Central Intelligence at the time, Burns, was down there meeting with other officials and members of the Taliban. But I've talked to several people that have intimate knowledge of that meeting, and they're telling me, or they're asking the question, why were there 2 senior Chinese intel officials at that meeting? Why was Siraj Haqqani, who at the time we had a $10 million bounty from the State Department on him, at that meeting? And the other thing is, there was a senior official or senior officer from the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, who was a Quds Force commander that we're very familiar with from Iraq. He's a very, very competent officer. He was there. They didn't even use CIA personnel for security. They were so concerned, from what I'm hearing, about the people they were meeting with, that they used one of our tier one groups for security, and they kept them on the outside. They weren't allowed to listen in or anything.
And after the U.S. government abandoned trusted personnel and billions of dollars worth of weapons in Afghanistan, the communist Chinese secured it within 2 weeks.
Bagram Airfield, when we left there first, went completely black. It was dark. The people that were there said they landed two large Chinese transport planes landed with troops and secured that area.
70,000 jihadis have graduated from Afghan terrorist training camps in just this year alone.
These are actual terrorist training madrasas?
Right. Madrasas that train people on small arms tactics, on bomb making, on basic intelligence tradecraft. And we know for a fact, because we have several assets in all over Afghanistan, that they graduated this year was their largest graduating class from all the madrasas. And these are for what they would call jihadis, guys that were going to go and fight the holy war. And they said they had over 70,000 graduates.
And not only did the U.S. leave behind weapons, it left behind biometric data and the kit required to make official U.S. passports.
The Afghans have the ability through their passport office to create biometric passports. Not only did we leave behind biometric equipment, but the intelligence services are responsible for setting up the passport office, let's just say documentation, stamps, and things like that. And there's been several questions asked, did we leave certain pieces of equipment that would be used in a passport office to authenticate passports behind? And my understanding, and from what I've been discovering, is we did.
Western nations are under attack from traitors within their own governments. The people of Ireland and the UK are beginning to stand up. In response, combat journalist Michael Yawn recently explained what typically happens within the native population when a nation is invaded.
When there is an actual invasion from an outside force, the minorities or people who feel that they've been downtrodden, almost in every single case, will join with the invader. In fact, I can't think of one where they did not. That concerns me greatly with the United States, because we are clearly being invaded, and it's clearly going to intensify, for instance, with the Chinese. And many people will join the Chinese, including a lot of white people, by the way, will join up with them, and already are, including our government, which has joined with Israel and China and Ukraine, right, basically globalists, right, and not us. And so the police are going to have to pick a side. Right now they are picking a side. They're picking the anti-British side, or the anti-Irish side, and That's a losing battle. That means you end up dying.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, August 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody into stuff together.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, welcome to The American Journal. Your host, Harrison Smith. A big show for you today. Of course, we are up here late last evening, covering the Elon Musk, Donald Trump conversation. It was very fun. Myself and Alex and Owen, if you haven't been able to catch that, the stream is on InfoWars.com. Something like 12 million views on that ourselves. Rumor is that as of this morning, the Elon Trump interview had a billion views. A billion views. I don't even understand how that could be possible, but that's what they're saying. A billion views. Alex guessed it would be 400 million yesterday. And that apparently was underselling it significantly. Who knew? So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the just hilarious in many ways reaction to the space last night. It's one of those things, what's the Shakespeare quote? Methinks she doth protest too much. And the top headline across the board today is Democrats acting like they really didn't care. We don't care. Nobody cares. We don't care. It's like, well, you sure are talking about it a lot for somebody who doesn't care. You sure do keep bringing it up for someone who thought this was stupid and can be ignored. Yeah, they're protesting a little bit too much. They understand exactly what happened yesterday. It was a monumental and game-changing event. Twitter Spaces itself is a game-changing platform. Of course, there was a DDoS attack at the beginning. I haven't seen a single news story about that. Actually, that's not true. They will write a news story about the DDoS attack, but they frame it as Elon Musk comes up with another excuse for why Spaces doesn't work. Like, no, it was a DDoS attack. It was some form of hacking assault that attempted to shut down a political conversation. We'll get into the response from the establishment here in just a second. We have lots of videos to show you. We'll show you some highlights in case you missed it, because that's the thing, is that most people don't have time to sit and listen to a 2.5-hour stream of Elon and Trump. So unfortunately, that means most people are going to be relying on what the mainstream media is saying about what happened last night. We'll take your calls on it, because I want to hear what everybody out there thought about the conversation. Did you notice a slurring of Donald Trump? I listened for it. I couldn't hear what people were talking about. Like, once somebody pointed it out to me, I could kind of see what they were saying. Yeah, the headline from Drudge. Trump slurs through interview. Increasingly bizarre claim.
Drudge is so spun.
Yeah, Drudge is cooked.
Is hating.
He's cooked.
And that's fine. We know. Drudge fell out of love with Donald Trump, and
yes.
That's fine.
Yes. And you're allowed to do that. It just doesn't make any sense. And, you know,
he does kind of come off as like that jealous ex, kind of a little bit.
Well, but he's saying the same thing that everybody's saying. I mean, every headline is basically trying to, you know, convince people that, I mean, it's the fantasy world. It's the fantasy of the world that they live in. You can watch a video and it's Donald Trump and Elon Musk and they're talking sort of a freewheeling way and they're talking about space travel and advanced forms of transportation and,
okay, you know, with that being said, I'm going to save my feeling of what, cause you know, we were both there, you know, I listened to it.
It wasn't like anything.
It
didn't make the earth shake. It wasn't something that like a bunch of memes came out of. It wasn't like, you know, a debate, you know, it wasn't like Trump's debates in 2016 where it was like, this is crazy. It was like a good long form.
It also shows that if you think Trump's an insurrectionist at this point, you are crazy, right?
Because I wish.
It was a personal conversation, or a personable conversation, right? Donald Trump's a good conversationalist, right?
I know, but this is the thing. We can sit here and listen to this conversation. It's freewheeling. It's law. It's far ranging. It's, you know, interesting, engaging, you know, not groundbreaking by any means, but still fun to listen to. And then you read the accounts of it and it's like, these two slurring madmen who couldn't put thoughts together. And it's just it paints a picture that is unrecognizable to anybody that actually listened to it. And it sucks because most people aren't going to listen to it. They probably won't even watch clips from it. They'll probably just read this, you know, read these articles and assume that it was some sort of, you know, crazy rant from Trump where he was slurring and sounded like Donald Duck. And it's like, That's how these people's worldview is built and cobbled together and established. It's very sad in a lot of ways. On the other hand, I know a lot of people that are way bigger fans of Elon Musk than of Donald Trump. Like, I don't even know what their political views are. I mean, I can guess since they love Elon Musk. But, you know, Elon Musk has a huge, huge number of people, like, you know, the people that hate Elon Musk are the biggest losers ever, right? If you hate Elon Musk, you either are like way too far down the rabbit hole in which you think that every good thing has to secretly be a bad thing in disguise, and we're stupid for not seeing that, right? That's, you know, the people on the right wing who are just like, oh, he opened up X and he gave millions of dollars to Donald Trump. And he replatformed all these people and he interacts with all these great accounts. Well, it's not good enough. And you're an idiot for thinking that he's not the Antichrist, right? So people like that hate Elon Musk and they're insufferable. Go away. And then there's the people on the right who just like hate him because he is a white guy and he's outspoken and he is cool and doesn't care what you think. And the people who love Elon Musk are like rocket scientists. And the most intelligent people in the world and people who are building moon bases as we speak, they love Elon Musk because they just see him for his, you know, industrial inventiveness. And they're excited about the technological advancements that he's spearheaded. And so I hope that a lot of those people tuned in yesterday, people that maybe aren't as political, but appreciate Elon Musk for the, you know, scientific endeavors that he's engaged in. And hopefully they listened, and what they would have heard was a very congenial, normal, you know, low stakes conversation between two of the most powerful men in the world. It was very, very interesting. And we'll go to some clips from this. We'll get into it, and I want to get your thoughts as well. We'll open up the phone lines for your calls, but let's get into it like we do every day with our Daily Dispatch. All right. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch. For Tuesday, the 13th of August, 2024, Ukraine seizes swath of Russian territory in cross-border assault. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Monday night that a war is coming home to Russia after his top military commander confirmed Ukraine has seized almost 390 miles of Russian territory. The surprise offensive into Russia that began a week ago has dealt an unexpected blow to Russian President Vladimir Putin and marks a dramatic shift in strategy for Kyiv. Putin dubbed the Ukrainian incursion a major provocation and vowed Monday that Russia would deliver a worthy response to the offensive, Reuters reported. Because obviously this war is not going to end anytime soon, and it's only going to reverberate in that back and forth feedback loop of escalation until, you know, nukes start flying, if I had to guess. Meanwhile, a very similar situation happening in Israel. Israel and U.S. brace for Iranian attack as diplomats push hard for Gaza ceasefire. Israel and the United States are preparing for a potential Iranian attack on Israel. Don't you love that? Israel and the United States are preparing for an Iranian attack on Israel. It's like, yeah, we're fine. No, America's fine. We got no dog in this fight, except that we are sending tens of thousands of soldiers to the Middle East to die on behalf of a foreign terrorist state, Israel. It's pathetic. We are pathetic. It's very pathetic. As efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza intensify ahead of the expected resumption of formal negotiations this week, mediators have urged Israel and Hamas to return to the negotiating table in a renewed push to strike a ceasefire deal after the talks risked to being derailed by the recent assassination of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders, which Iran and its Lebanese proxy have vowed to avenge. And we'll get into what that might look like here in just a little bit. But as we speak, tens of thousands of American uniformed men are steaming towards the Middle East as sacrificial lambs on the altar of the Rothschilds. All hail the Zionists. Meanwhile, New York City migrants, including one charged with sex assault 4 months ago, raped a woman at knife point and beat her boyfriend. Two migrants were arrested for a knife point rape in Coney Island, including one who was released from jail less than 2 months ago after sexually assaulting a different woman at a city-funded shelter, authorities said Monday. Daniel Devon Bonilla, 24, of Nicaragua, allegedly grabbed a 47-year-old woman and threw her to the ground before raping her while holding a knife to her throat Sunday around 9 p.m. under the Riegelman Boardwalk, cops and sources said. His alleged accomplice, identified as Mexican migrant Leovando Moreno, 37, is accused of striking the woman's 34-year-old boyfriend with a pipe when he tried to stop the vicious assault, the sources said. Yeah, but tacos, though. No, but, I mean, how else would we have tacos? Look, I don't want to joke about it. I don't even want to joke about it. It's horrible. But yet another just imminently preventable crime by the migrants that Kamala Biden administration are bringing in by the millions. I, again, am shocked that the American people are still putting up with this. I'm not sure what I would do if my family came under an attack like this. It certainly wouldn't be trust the system to make things right. That's for damn sure. Meanwhile, channel migrants set records for daily crossing in Starmer's labor in the UK. More than 700 illegal immigrants crossed the English Channel from France to the UK on Sunday as the new left-wing government in Westminster struggles to contain the long-running crisis. Home office figures released on Monday reveal a total of 703 migrants were escorted to British shores, a new record since Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and his Labour Party took office last month. The figure is the third highest daily total this year, with illegal immigration showing no signs of slowing under the new administration. And if you think that's a bad thing, they'll send you to jail. Hey, like this. Sellafield worker jailed for sharing offensive Facebook posts. A 51-year-old Egremont man has become the latest person in the country to be jailed for posting racially aggravated online social media posts linked to national civil unrest. Sellafield worker Lee Joseph Dunn of Church Street appeared at Carlisle Magistrates Court this afternoon. This was Monday. Dunn pled guilty to one offense. He admitted sending by means of Public Electronic Communications Network a message that was grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character. He shared three Facebook posts. He has been now sentenced to prison. If I'm not mistaken, yes, he gave a 12-week prison sentence. The same judge last week had given 31-year-old Billy Thompson a 12-week sentence as well. What this criminal Dunn posted was he posted an image of a group of men, Asian in appearance, i.e. Muslim, at Egremont Crab Fair 2025 with the caption, "Coming to a town near you." Yes, he has been now been sentenced to prison for posting a picture of Muslim men and saying, "Coming to a town near you." See, his problem, the issue here is that he didn't put an exclamation point at the end. See, if you say, "Coming to a town near you, refugees welcome. This is coming to a town near you. Isn't that exciting? Then that's good and loving and wonderful and not hateful." If you say "coming to a town near you" and you frown while you say it, well, now it's a crime. Now you have to go to jail for months. Okay? So just to be clear, you can say the same thing. It's not, nobody's denying that there are gangs of Muslims coming to a town near you. That's not the issue here. The issue is that you have to be excited about it. And if instead you don't want hordes of foreign men moving into your town and supplanting your neighbors, you are evil and will be thrown into prison. And then finally, we have this. Kamala Harris's campaign criticizes Trump for serving self-obsessed rich guys after interview with Elon Musk. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is blasting former President Trump's interview with billionaire Elon Musk, saying Trump's campaign is in service of self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class. Say the people who are presiding over the deliberate destruction of the middle class. Are Democrats even allowed to mention the middle class? I mean, who the hell thinks they serve the middle class? What's happened to the middle class in California? Where is the middle class in any liberal leftist area anywhere? There's no such thing as the middle class in their socialist society. When Democrats are in charge, you have the uber, super, impossible to imagine rich, and the dirt poor, the desperate, clawing hordes of hobos. That's the outcome every single time that socialists get in charge. The temerity of these people, and that's the thing. And so we'll get into this here. And it's the same thing we talked about yesterday. It's the same thing over and over. These people, my God, they are so utterly disconnected from reality. Their entire conception of the world is so divorced from even like accidental brushes with what is. I mean, it's very depressing. It's very sad, to be honest with you, and it's the type of thing that it's just, how do I put this? These people, they're delusional. They're deliberately delusional, though. This is where I struggle. It's not delusion per se. It's deception, which there's a difference. Now, yesterday we talked about delusion because we were seeing videos of young people who I think had been sincerely convinced that if Donald Trump got elected, they wouldn't be allowed to have nose piercings anymore. And it's like, that's nonsense, but I don't think they're lying. I think they are truly just living in a fantasy world of utter nonsense. But for the people in charge, the people who are putting out these press releases and things, there's a tint of delusion. There's a vague atmosphere of delusion, but much more prevalent is the deception, is the lies, are the knowing falsehoods that they feel comfortable spreading because they have a monopoly of the mainstream media discussion. So they can spread utter falsehoods in full comfort, knowing that nobody's ever going to call them on it. Nobody's ever going to question it. And, you know, here's the statement from the Harris-Waltz campaign. Statement on Donald Trump's interview with Elon Musk. Donald Trump's extremism and dangerous Project 2025 agenda is a feature, not a glitch of his campaign, which was on full display for those unlucky enough to listen in tonight during whatever that was on X.com. Trump's entire campaign is in service of people like Elon Musk and himself, self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. So, government might by snarky mean girls, like government by bitches, just being bitchy.
Way to mischaracterize it, right? Who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024? The man. Made his own platform and re-pioneered live streaming.
What has Kamala Harris ever done? Ever? What has she ever accomplished ever in her entire life? What has Tim Walz ever built, ever done, ever? Donald Trump has built more skyscrapers than you can even imagine. Have you ever tried to build a house? Have you ever tried to replace a faucet? Have you ever tried to do anything in the building realm? Now imagine that instead of repairing one house, you're building 20,000 of them at once. Like, imagine the competence that is necessary to build a skyscraper that will, barring any intervention, stand forever. Imagine putting bases on the moon, firing rockets that land themselves after visiting space.
Yeah, but have you ever had to look your boss in the eye after you blew him?
I mean, that's courage. These people have built nothing. They have achieved nothing beyond being appointed and placed in positions of power because they look convenient in a TV ad. Nothing about these people is competent or able to create anything, and they have the temerity to claim that Elon Musk and Donald Trump can't run a live stream. They've both built platforms on which millions of people run live streams every single day. But of course, they're blaming them for the DDoS attack, because this is what they do, because the Democrats are terrible people. They're the type of people. And I was trying to think of a metaphor, because like what I picture here, and this is what I picture Kamala as. Kamala's never even made children, right? She's never made anything ever. She has achieved nothing. She has nothing. She has no legacy. She has no accomplishments. She has nothing built in her name. Nothing that she can point to as a policy achievement. Nothing. She has nothing. She's never done anything ever. But what it reminds me of is like, I don't know. For some reason, when I hear this statement, I picture like having a little birthday party for a kid, and Kamala Harris shows up with like a van full of a dozen kids that you don't even know, and just lets them loose, and they run and just like eat the cake and just like start opening the presents, tearing everything apart, and she comes up and is like, "Oh, yeah, this party is not going very well, is it?" And it's like, this was you. You did this. What are you talking? Your people DDoS attack and shut down this event for like 45 minutes, by the way, because they're actually scrambling and like reconnecting servers and like actually accomplishing and doing things that you couldn't even fathom. They try to shut this down. They throw a bunch of spokes in the wheels, and then they go, "I can't run a live stream, can ya?"
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. This stuff makes me want to rage. It's like, what's the point? What's the point in raging about? I mean, we're dealing with children. Like, that's how this feels. But not innocent, sweet, naive children. Like bad children. Like, that. The Democrats basically are just like the kid in your class that screws everything up for everybody. And you're sitting there like, can't we just send this kid to the special class? Can't we just kick him out of school? Like, why do the teachers put up with this? Why does anybody put up with this? When it's the same thing over and over and over, and it stops anybody productive from getting anything done. Like, why do we have to deal with these people? Because, like, the Project 2025, okay? Project 2025 was from, what, the Heritage Foundation or something. It was not a Trump campaign thing. Never was. Now, I like Project 2025. I think all of the things that they want to do more or less align with what Donald Trump's Project 47 is, Agenda 47, which is what his actual platform is. And they know that, right? They know that Trump's, like, Project 2025 is not Trump's. It's not his. It's not his agenda. He's disavowed it over and over. But, like, that's the problem. Because he disavowed it, they're like, oh, oh, Project 2025, you disavow? Well, now we're going to bring it up every time we talk about you. It's like, okay, but that's just annoying. It's just, it's like they just are doing things they know push our buttons, I guess. Donald Trump's extremism and dangerous Project 2025 agenda is a feature, not a glitch of his campaign. It's just, it's not his campaign. It has nothing to do with his campaign. His people who support him, putting together an agenda they would like to see achieved. Donald Trump touts Project 2025 policy in Elon Musk interview. Okay, so what I'm assuming here is that Project 2025 is like, we need to lower government spending. And Trump's like, we need to lower government spending. And they're like, see, he's touting Project 2025. So they just take this thing that is unrelated to Trump and not a bad thing at all. It's all of it's very reasonable and in many ways necessary to save this country. But they'll take something that people don't know much about, completely distort and pervert and you know, denude it. Tell everybody, oh, Project 2025 is a plan to invade Mexico, and he's going to invade Mexico and start a war. Like, just total nonsense that doesn't mean anything to anybody. Donald Trump disavows it and is like, no, that's not true. This isn't my plan. I don't have anything to do with Project 2025. I'm not going to defend it because it's not mine. And now every time they bring up Donald Trump, it's going to be Donald Trump, who's Project 2025 agenda. Yeah, Trump claims not to know who's behind Project 2025. The CNN review, at least 140 people who worked for him are involved. Well, incredible. Incredible. Yes, out of the tens of thousands of Trump, probably 2025 establishments of Trump, by Trump, and for Trump. It's not Trump's fault. It's not Trump's campaign. It's not his thing. It's not his project. He's released one. It's called Agenda 47. It's not Project 2025. Again, I like Project 2025, but it's just this petulance. It's this childishness. It's this, oh, this is what he, this is not his thing, and it annoys him when we say it is, so we're just going to keep saying it is. And the people are dumb enough to get the completely opposite, you know, reality to this, where in their mind, because he's disavowing it, they're like, oh, he's like scared that we found it. Oh, he like is trying to distance himself from this, so we have to stick it to him even harder. It's like, no, it's just not his. It's just you people just are delusional. And even just like unlucky enough to listen to whatever that was on X.com. I know you're kind of confused here. That was called an interview, Kamala. That's what presidential candidates are supposed to do. Okay? If you're a child, maybe we should talk to you like a child. When people want to run a country, they typically show that they're capable of holding conversations in public. Okay, sweetheart? Okay, you dumb bitch? Yeah, usually when people want to be the supreme leaders of the most powerful country in the world, they subject themselves to media questions every once in a while. Are you confused by this? Is this not something that you're aware of? Because you haven't done it yet. It's been 3 weeks since you've been ordained from on high as the de facto Democrat candidate. You know, typically, people do interviews and have conversations in public. They don't deliver the same stock speech that's 20 minutes long three times a week in front of crowds that are there to see some disgusting rapper. Okay, it's called an interview. It was a conversation, whatever that was. It was called an interview, Kamala. Kamala supporters, it's what people do when they have brains that function. It's what they do when they can actually handle intense jobs and do things that require leading people. When there's something other than an empty-headed demonic puppet of shadowy, warmongering, you know, faceless corporations. They actually can speak to one another, and it's entertaining and interesting and enlightening. That's what that was, Kamala. Again, it's just, it's this mean girl, bitchy attitude. I'm sorry for using that word, but it's like, that's all that comes across to me. Like the way that Kamala Harris is running her campaign, you can't help but read every statement like a valley girl. Donald Trump's extremism and dangerous Project 2025 agenda is a feature, not a glitch, for whatever that was on X.com. Like, whatever. That was so weird. Wasn't that weird? It's like it was a conversation. All right. You stupid slut. Trump's entire campaign is in service of people like Elon Musk and himself, self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Okay, he's the richest man in the world, and the other was the president of the United States, bucking an entire governmental system to come from the outside after he'd become a multi-billionaire, superstar, A-list celebrity for four decades before he ever had entered politics. What have you done ever, Kamala? She never built anything. She never created anything. She's been appointed to positions because she sucked Willie Brown's dick. And then she ruined everything as the authority in San Francisco and then California. And these people have the temerity to talk down to Elon Musk and Donald Trump. I told you, it pisses me off. These things piss me off. Who is this woman? Who does she think she is? And how do people let her get away with it? I've said it a million times. Because I try to be fair. I try to imagine, okay, what if this was a statement from Donald Trump's campaign? Wouldn't I think this was kind of a funny way to do this? Doesn't this kind of sound Trumpian? I mean, she is stealing everything from Trump. She's stealing his platform. She says she's strong on the border. She's a no tax on tips. Just everything Trump has been pitching for 4 years, she has suddenly decided to pick up, and the media is acting like she's a genius for coming up with it. She's trying to, you know, co-opt his aesthetic style with the camo hats, you know, in this just patently, blatantly, translucently cynical appeal to middle-class white Americans that they despise with every fiber of their being but need the votes of. And now they're trying to, you know, co-opt his sort of off-the-cuff, insulting style. But that's what Trump does when it's him speaking. When his campaign puts out stuff, it doesn't sound like a middle school mean girl. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions and coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The attitude of these people is so despicable. And we'll talk about it. We'll get into it. We got a lot to talk about in the UK as well. Some pretty astonishing arrests taking place there. Some geopolitical news, of course, the rumbles of the Third World War becoming deafening at this point. Yeah, and we'll talk about how DEI is destroying everything, but in particular, you know, the most important things like air flight and healthcare. It's pretty wild. Elon Musk has offered for Kamala Harris to do an X space so she can come show us how it's done. But why would she? If you believe the polls, if you believe the fawning, slobbering mainstream media about Kamala Harris, as long as she just cackles occasionally, she'll win the presidency. They understand. There's no substance necessary. And this is the thing that I was talking about at the end of the last segment. I try not to be a hypocrite here because, you know, if Trump puts out a statement where, you know, he's saying whatever that was in terms of an interview. I get it. It's, you know, it's funny. The thing with Trump is there was substance behind what he was saying. He might not have said things in the most respectable way. But there's always substance behind it. There's always something there. What he was talking about was real and true. Even if he wasn't doing it in a button-down corporate kind of way. And they're trying to, they are co-opting that. And I guess the voters, the people, the supporters of Kamala Harris, like, this is the thing. When you spend 8 years telling them that Trump has no substance and you just disregard or try to discredit anything Trump actually says, then they're left with this impression of like, oh, Trump supporters just, you know, they don't care. They just think it's funny that he, you know, says this stuff. And so, like, then they start doing it, but they're missing the point. The point is, we like Trump because he's a builder, because he's good at what he does, because he is legitimate, because he's not controlled by a political party, because we actually voted for him, because he's given up and sacrificed an unimaginable lifestyle to be the champion of the American people. They don't understand that, because they don't think that he's that. It's in the same way, they're like, he's a reality TV star. And it's like, yeah, because they made a show called The Apprentice, because he was a multi-billionaire, one of the most successful real estate developers in the history of the world, because he'd been a household name around the world for the last four decades. He didn't start with a reality TV show, but like, this is their perception. They see the end result and they completely ignore everything that has come before that, since they have this utterly distorted view of him and therefore of our support for him. And so therefore, they are actually, just like everything, they are doing the thing that they despise in us, even though we don't do that thing. See what I'm saying? They are gleefully trying to lock up their political opponent while crying crocodile tears that he might weaponize the judicial system, which we've never wanted to do and never wanted him to do and never called for and never wanted. If Donald Trump got into office and started imprisoning his political opponents on trumped up nonsense charges, nobody who supports Trump would be in favor of that. We want them to go to jail for the crimes that they commit, like starting wars overseas, like lying about Benghazi and letting an ambassador be murdered because they were transferring weapons to terrorist groups, like actual horrific, deadly crimes that have been committed by people in charge that we want an authority to hold them to account for. They're just putting Trump in jail because they don't want to run against him. And they know that, and they're fine with that. And they're fine with that because they think that's what we want, because they're so distorted. I mean, it's this feedback loop. It's a constant thing. Now, let's actually talk about the middle class. Let's actually talk about what Trump and Elon represent as having, what we talked about yesterday, noblesse oblige, the obligation of the nobles, to understand that for a country that has given them so much, they have an obligation to return the favor, to work for the betterment of everybody, to actually build up the middle class in a real and tangible way, to bring prosperity and freedom to people who have lost that under an increasingly liberal leftist government. When was the middle class the strongest? And is it not directly correlated to the size of the government in an inverse proportion? Is not the smaller the government, the less liberal we are, the more the middle class thrives? And is this not imminently observable in every possible manifestation across this country and around the world? Let's go to clip 15 here. Trump and Musk talk about bringing back the American dream.
American dream back, more important than anything else. It's like, you don't have that today because the people, they've been just sucked. They see incompetent people running our, yeah. You know, the Biden thing is very interesting. People just found him to be incompetent. And when I debated him, I was like, is this for real? It was.
it was just absurd. But, you know, I think there are, like, you know, some, you know, grand projects that we could do. I mean, I think, like,
yeah, grand projects.
We could build a base on the moon. We could send.
You need a new pyramids. We need a big right. base. Big grand projects. I always want that.
Connections that people, are, yeah. you know, more advanced than anything else in the world between our
cities. Oh, space costs money. What are you talking about? It's unlimited money. It's what we want to do. It creates jobs. Like, oh, let's kill old people. No, you take care of them. It creates jobs. It doesn't cost you. The pie is unlimited. It's a non-zero-sum game.
Exciting and inspiring to make the future feel like
Jesus Christ. So easy to understand this.
And I'll tell you, it was amazing.
I'm really impressed.
I got to see I took a big glimpse at it, and it's incredible. It's incredible. And you could do that all over.
Listen, we got to all go to the next SpaceX launch.
It's deep.
Yeah. Cape Canaveral or Texas, we got to go.
No, assuming you're in the right area.
No, follow it. Tell me. We're going.
It's amazing.
That's Cape Canaveral.
I think we could do some things that, like China's got incredible high-speed rail between its cities, but I think it's actually possible with tunnels, if with deregulation, with an ability to actually, where it's like legal to actually do the tunnels, then you could have high speed tunnels that are actually better than anything else in the world for high speed transport between cities, and that would be something that Americans can say, wow, okay, we've got something that's cooler than anyone else in the world.
God, please,
that's the kind of thing that makes you proud to be an American.
And much safer than surface.
But he said a whole new economy.
There's a danger there, with people, with crazy people.
If we decided to stack peanuts on top of each other and we had a job, it creates money. We have to have emissions, what I'm saying.
What Elon Musk is talking about.
Are you against the tunnels?
No. I'm like, this is like my dream. Like finally innovating personal travel, finally innovating commute. We're building this double decker highway right now in Austin. It'll take 10, 20 years probably. I mean, it'll be insane.
It's going to be flying cars. The self-driving needs to be in the flying ships. That's where you need it.
I mean,
by the way, you find a helicopter now, it's all remote control.
You just go
bloop bloop, it takes off.
I'm loving Elon Musk talking about this. And maybe tunnels are the next level, but I'm saying we could have, and Texas will be the perfect place to do this. To experiment with maglev technology on trains, and we could have a base in Austin, and it goes to Houston, it goes to Dallas, it goes to San Antonio, maglev train technology. I mean,
Tesla train.
It'd be amazing.
Talking 15 minutes to Houston, Dallas, San Antonio.
Just like that. Instead of sitting in your car and hours long drives and traffic and commutes on busted roads. Oh my gosh. That stuff's like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I want.
Many years ago, I coined the term.
Yeah, so, talking about the future, talking about building things, talking about, it's so funny. I mean, the progressives have no vision of the future. They have nothing but lowest common denominator. They have nothing but tearing everybody down. And I was just trying to find a statement. I got to find this video because I'll play it. A little bit later, it's some leftist responding to Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and you get that they actually have some sort of intrinsic, like instinctual hatred of achievement. There's something in them that, like, when they see a rocket take off, they're not inspired, they're not in awe, they're not like taken aback by the beauty and power and just impressiveness. Seeing the millions of people that had to all cooperate and get everything exactly right to achieve this, all they see is a bunch of money that they want to take and steal. And man, do you know how much money that costs? Do you know how many, black lesbians we could feed with that?
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. So many videos to show you, so many stories to get into. I'll finish up with the coverage of the space last night here. I don't know where that video was. This is the problem. Facebook with Twitter bookmarks. Now, maybe it got deleted. Was this guy he's just fuming at Elon Musk. He's like, this guy launches rockets while there are people starving. And like, you know, when Apollo 11 launched, there are people protesting it, holding signs going, there's hungry people. Like there's always going to be hungry people. There's always going to be suffering. That's inevitability. You cannot cure it all. You can do what you can to try to minimize it. But like to these people, we should achieve nothing. We should build nothing. Everything should be taken from people who have it and given to people who don't. And that's that. That's just what they think. And that's the entirety of their worldview. It pisses them off that people want to accomplish things and do great things and achieve things. But it's what every normal person wants. It's like the most human fulfilling thing. I remember talking to my father-in-law, actually, and we're all sitting around on vacation. We were talking about, like, if you could live at any point in history, when would it be? And he was basically like, I wish I was a little bit older and could have participated in the Apollo 11 mission. And he's just like, you know, just this idea of all of these people working together for one specific goal. And achieving it. Like, there's something so thrilling about that, so fulfilling, so powerful about, you know, an entire civilization, entire industry combining their power, becoming more than the sum of the individual parts, the individual parts. Like, that's what civilization is for. That's why we do all of this, is to achieve great things. And it's not an exaggeration to say leftist liberals, their entire worldview is predicated on despising great things, despising human achievement, and wanting something that doesn't exist. And it's some sort of imagined fantastical utopia that we could just achieve if all of these people would stop building rockets, if all of these damn, you know, greedy people would stop building skyscrapers and airports, if they'd stop casting statues in bronze. If they'd stop taking us to the stars, then finally we'd have perfect peace and prosperity. Like, they're just... Leftism is lowest common denominatorism. It's minimalism. It's pathetic. It's all very pathetic. And of course, you know, they weren't talking about abortion or transgenderism. So the Democrats had nothing to, you know, they didn't care about any of this stuff. But we can go now to clip number four, because they were talking about, you know, actual things that matter. Let's watch.
I have a red button on my desk, too, but my red button is much bigger and my red button works. And then I called him Little Rocket Man of Little Rocket Man. Anyway, here's the bottom line. All of a sudden, I got a call from him. And they said they want to meet. They want to meet me. And we met, as you remember, we met in Singapore. We met also in Vietnam. And I got along with him great. We were in no danger. But President Obama thought we were going to end up in a war, a nuclear war with him. And let me tell you, he's got a lot of nuclear stuff, too.
Exactly.
He's got plenty of nuclear. He can do plenty of damage.
It's because, you know, I mean, people like Kim, you know, Kim Jong-un, they respond to strength, not weakness.
Well,
he and I had a good relationship.
Remember, I met him and we walked onto his land. Nobody ever walked onto his land before.
Yeah, you know, nuclear war, world peace. These are the things that we're actually talking about, but Democrats don't care because I guess he sounded funny.
Nitric Boost, turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. So much to discuss here, especially in the UK, as they just continue their insatiable drive to arrest everybody that isn't gleefully submitting to their replacement and or murder. I guess we'll talk about that now. I mean, this is it's pretty astonishing. Some of the videos coming out of not just the UK, but in Ireland as well. But starting with just some of the egregious actions being taken by the totalitarian, authoritarian dictatorship of England. That's what it is. Let's just look at the facts and reality rather than what they say. They arrest 10 times more people for speech than Russia does, with a significantly smaller population. They are aggressively destroying their own people, their own culture, their own neighborhoods, their own towns, their own cities. They're freeing tens of thousands of violent criminals, including murderers, including one African migrant who murdered an English kid with a machete, will serve less than 6 months in prison for murder, for stabbing somebody to death. They will serve 6 months. People are being sentenced to 2 years in prison for sarcastic Facebook posts or Twitter posts. Sellafield worker jailed for sharing offensive Facebook posts. A 51-year-old Egremont man has pled guilty to one offense. He sent a message that was grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character. What he did was he posted a picture of Muslim migrants and wrote, quote, "coming to a town near you." Posted another picture of a group of men, Asian in appearance, i.e. Muslim. They say Asian in Britain. It's not accurate. Asian in appearance, leaving a boat onto Whitehaven Beach. This, Mr. Shelley, said Mr. Shelley, had the caption, quote, "when it's on your turf, then what?" What? How gross and indecent. He posted a picture of the invasion that's happening and said, "when it's on your turf, then what?" Now he's in jail. Crazy. Just absolutely insane. The final image showed a group of men, again Asian in appearance, wielding knives in front of the Palace of Westminster. There's also a crying white child in a Union flag t-shirt. This was also captioned with the wording, "Coming to a town near you." Again, I guess if he put an exclamation point, it would be fine. If he's saying, "This is coming to a town near you, and what a wonderful thing that is, diversity is our strength," then that's fine. If you say exactly the same thing, if you just point out reality and say, "I'm not in favor of this," then you get locked in a box for a couple months. He was handed an immediate 8-week jail term, which was supposed to be 12 weeks, but because he pled guilty, they chopped it down. Thank God for the First Amendment and guns. Because while they are sending people to prison for saying that Muslims are coming to a town near you, for posting images of boats arriving full of Muslim men, they're setting new records in terms of the number of boats full of Muslim men arriving on English shores. Channel migrants set record daily crossing for Starmer's labor. More than 700 illegal immigrants crossed the English Channel from France to the UK on Sunday as the new left-wing government in Westminster struggles to contain the long-running crisis. Home Office figures released on Monday revealed a total of 703 migrants were escorted to British shores, a new record since Prime Minister Keir Starmer and his Labour Party took office last month. It's the third highest daily total this year. So while they empty the jails of murderers so they can put in people who posted incorrectly on Facebook, while they jail people for saying there are Muslims arriving, there are 700 Muslims arriving in a single day. Foreigners, whatever, whoever they are. Non-British people. Invaders. I can pretty much guarantee you there's more fake asylum seekers arriving in the UK on a daily basis than Russians arriving to the front of Ukraine. Since the start of the year, 18,342 asylum seekers have been registered arriving on British shores, a 13% increase over the same period last year. Millions upon millions of foreigners pouring into that country, and the British who are against it get arrested. We'll go now. I'm starting to want to go. This is a very funny video. I almost feel bad laughing at this very serious situation. This is AI, obviously. This is an AI video of Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of Britain. And this is what it sounded like if he told the truth. So let's go to clip number 14. Here's the reality via some fakery of what's happening in England today.
Today I convene with police chiefs from across the nation to formulate a decisive strategy to address the scourge of white working class protests. These far-right thugs have observed BLM riots and Islamic demonstrations and arrogantly assumed they could replicate them. Let me be unequivocally clear, you do have the right to protest in this country unless you are white and working class. You can riot in this country unless you are white and working class. You can attack and physically assault female officers unless you are white and working class. You will never be allowed to voice your anger about mass immigration, grooming gangs, organized foreign criminal syndicates, Islamic terrorism that targets our children, and the epidemic of stabbings. This administration is dedicated to labeling any white individual who openly complains as far right. We will implement advanced facial recognition technology specifically targeting crowds of white working class scum, as it would be deemed racist to employ this technology on people of color. This country is It's only going to get more f***ed, and you're all going to endure it like the dirty little fascists you are. And remember, you will own nothing and be happy.
Yeah, If he was speaking truthfully, and I, honestly, it's not even very far off from what he said. It's just a little bit more, but just a little bit more explicit, but not all that different than the actual statements that he's made. It really is horrible. This is a very disturbing thread of just some of the arrests that have taken place from Stark Naked Brief at Stark Naked Brief. There's been a lot of outcry about authoritarianism in Britain this last week. Various commentators have claimed there's two-tier policing standard and that free speech is effectively dead. Here's a look at some specific cases to help provide some clarity. First of all, you have Tyler James Kay. On August 9th, Northants Police announced that the 26-year-old father of three had been sentenced to 3 years and 2 months for stirring up racial hatred online. We talked about this before, but there is a little something called let the punishment fit the crime. That whatever the government, you know, feels is a appropriate response to a crime, it should be equivalent. It should, you know, you don't get thrown in prison for 20 years for stealing a loaf of bread, right? And you don't get sentenced to 5 months for murdering somebody with a knife. But that's out the window now. They're setting an example. I gotta say, if somebody was going to take me away from my children for 3.5 years, this guy has three kids. He's 26, so they're young kids, right? Not that it'd be all that different. But it is. I mean, imagine not being able to see your kids from when they're 4 to 7. I mean, it's an abominable, it is a brutal punishment. And they'll go even farther. Remember Sam Millay, who was in prison for putting up stickers that just said, you know, by 2060, white Britons will be a minority. Posting government statistics on flyers. He was sentenced for 2 years. His wife had just given birth to a baby. He will not hold his baby until she's walking and talking. Just horrific levels of just inhuman punishment for these people. And they said that because he's a racist, he's a danger to children. And they told he and his wife they could not even discuss their children. She could not even bring up how their children are doing. So like, this is like vindictive. This is not Christian. So this guy, 26 years old, father of three, sentenced to 3 years and 2 months for stirring up racial hatred. However, the local paper, the Northampton Chronicle and Echo, dug into his ex post and found that he very directly and clearly incited violence, except he was making a point by quoting somebody else. He says, mass deportations now set fire to all the hotels full of the migrants, I guess, blank, for all I care. If that makes me racist, so be it. He says, my point here, because he was quoting, that was the exact same thing that the wife of a counselor said. He said, my point is more, it's one rule for some and another rule for others, because I can categorically tell you I will not be arrested by the North End's police, just showing part of their two-tier policing. You may want to remove this if you're trying to stay anon. You've liked the post and your name is visible. The strange thing is, Adrian Lucking found him guilty of stirring up racial hatred, which requires a subjective interpretation of his intentions when he already broke an objective law encouraging direct imminent violence. Kay denied that he'd stirred up hatred. He said, my post made me look like an idiot. Freedom of speech is not freedom to spread racial hatred. What is racial hatred for one person is not for another. In principle, free speech includes all speech, bar incitation to violence. Well, not anymore. Ricky Jones. Okay, this is the guy who actually said we need to cut their throats and get rid of them. he actually was arrested for actually stirring up racially, actually being in front of a mob and saying, let's go cut their throats. Yeah, maybe you want to put a tamp on that. Benedette Spoforth on July 29th. Spoforth took to X and misidentified the Southport child murderer as Ali al-Shakati. Just over a week later, Cheshire Police released a statement announcing her arrest. Again, somebody told her, here's the name of the guy, and she's like, oh, I'll tweet that out. Now she got arrested. Now, as far as I know, nobody is named Ali al-Shakati. And she also caveated her original post saying, if this is true, all hell's about to break loose. Chief Supant Allison Ross then released a public statement linking her malicious and inaccurate communications online to violent disorder as violence followed hours later at a mosque in Southport. Spoforth never encouraged violence, nor did she mention race or religion. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's it. It just doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if you actually do anything wrong. That's the point, right? It doesn't matter if you were intending to stir up racial hatred. It doesn't matter if you did stir up racial hatred. It doesn't matter if anybody saw your post. It doesn't matter if you actually inspired violence. It doesn't matter. They're arresting you anyway. And that's that. So again, police subjectively interpreted her intention with no objective measure of proof. The way they've enforced the law effectively means that it doesn't matter if Spoforth unknowingly misidentified the suspect. The mistake justifies arrest if they so choose. Nick Lowles, on August 3rd, following riots and protests, Lowles posted on X that there were reports that a Muslim woman had been attacked with acid in Middleborough. Cleveland police shortly denied that any such reports had been claimed or filed. Lowles, the boss of the anti-racist charity Hope Not Hate, which routinely attempts to censor their political opponents, then corrected himself following the police statements. Spoforth and Lowell's case are very similar. Both seemingly unknowingly shared false information that was followed by violence. Except Lowell's, it was not unknowing. He has admitted that. He was like, yeah, it was a hoax. So what? He completely made it up. That was not a mistake. And it was cited by Muslims who were rioting and committing violence. They're on camera going, they're throwing acid at our women. We have to kill them. Like, actually inspired this. So, but that's fine. But because he's a leftist, he's part of Hope Not Hate. So he's not in prison. He has not been in jail. They did not arrest or charge Lowles. And it goes on and on. I'm going to go to, I got two videos to go to, and they're both somewhat long, but they're both equally powerful. We'll go first to clip number three here. This is Neil Oliver on a monologue of what's happening in the UK and just how despicable it truly is. Let's go to clip three.
People say to me that Britain's broken, and it surely is. Entire communities denied hope for homes, denied hopes of decent jobs, hopes of decent schools for their kids. Denied hopes of better lives, condemned instead to an ever-decreasing spiral of lost freedom. Britain's traditional culture of hard work and hard workers has been replaced with a culture of dependency, of hopelessness. Britain is indeed broken, but what is most important to understand, I say, is that Britain was deliberately broken. Successive administrations looked on at a Britain that worked, literally and metaphorically, with domestic industries, domestic sources of energy, and set about its dismantling, planned demolition with a view to replacing a capable, functioning place with a dysfunctional dystopia inhabited by a dependent, submissive population dumbed down into compliance with endless supplies of seductive convenience. Convenience that's illusory, I say, self-applied manacles instead. Starmer is a lawyer to trade and must surely be familiar with the concept of malice aforethought, of mens rea, the guilty mind. Unhappy, desperate, appalling consequences resultant from the deliberate, and I do mean deliberate, flooding of incumbent populations with millions of incomers from elsewhere, from anywhere. Incomers with radically different ideas about how to live were predicted not just in the UK but...
technical difficulty there. We'll post that. We'll post that full video in the upload that we do. So go to band.video and find the segment, and you can watch that full thing. For now, we'll go to the other video I was going to play, which is one of my favorite people in the entire world, Rowan Atkinson, a.k.a. Mr. Bean. We'll go to clip number six here as he talks about the importance and really ultimate importance of free speech.
My starting point when it comes to the consideration of any issue relating to free speech is my passionate belief that the second most precious thing in life is the right to express yourself freely. The most precious thing in life, I think, is food in your mouth. And the third most precious is a roof over your head. But a fixture for me in the number two slot is free expression, just below the need to sustain life itself. That is because I have enjoyed free expression in this country all my professional life, and fully expect to continue to do so. Personally, I suspect highly unlikely to be arrested for whatever laws exist to contain free expression because of the undoubtedly privileged position that is afforded to those of a high public profile. So my concerns are less for myself and more for those more vulnerable because of their lower profile. Like the man arrested in Oxford for calling a police horse gay. Or the teenager arrested for calling the Church of Scientology a cult. Or the cafe owner arrested for displaying passages from the Bible on a TV screen. When I heard of some of these more ludicrous offences and charges, I remembered that I had been here before in a fictional context. I once did a show called Not the 9 o'clock News some years ago, and we did a sketch where Griff Rhys-Jones played Constable Savage, a manifestly racist police officer to whom I, as his station commander, is giving a dressing down for arresting a black man on a whole string of ridiculous, trumped up and ludicrous charges. The charges for which Constable Savage arrested Mr. Winston Kadogo of 55 Mercer Road were these: walking on the cracks in the pavement, walking in a loud shirt in a built-up area during the hours of darkness, and one of my favorites, walking around all over the place. He was also arrested for urinating in a public convenience and looking at me in a funny way. Who would have thought that we would end up with a law that would allow life to imitate art so exactly? I read somewhere a defender of the status quo claiming that the fact that the gay horse case was dropped after the arrested man refused to pay the fine, and that the Scientology case was also dropped at some point during the court process, was proof that the law was working well, ignoring the fact that the only reason these cases were dropped was because of the publicity that they had attracted. The police sensed that ridicule was just around the corner and withdrew their actions. But what about the thousands of other cases that did not enjoy the oxygen of publicity, that weren't quite ludicrous enough to attract media attention? Even for those actions that were withdrawn, people were arrested, questioned, taken to court, and then released. You know, that isn't a law working properly. That is censoriousness of the most intimidating kind, guaranteed to have, as Lord Deer says, a chilling effect on free expression and free protest. Parliament's Joint Committee on Human Rights summarized, as you may know, this whole issue very well by saying, while arresting a protester for using threatening or abusive speech may, depending on the circumstances, be a proportionate response, we do not think that language or behavior that is merely insulting should ever be criminalized in this way. The clear problem with the outlawing of insult is that too many things can be interpreted as such.
Yeah, free speech is dead in Britain, unfortunately. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you
the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing, critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
On and on about what's going on in the UK. So much other stuff happening here. And let's move on. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls in just a little bit. I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. Like I said, we've known what was coming for a long time, but seeing it actually arrive somewhere like the UK is really chilling. And it really, really makes you appreciate the freedoms that we have in this country. They can't arrest you for a Facebook. Well, I mean, they can and will arrest you for a Facebook post. Let's not
let's not kid ourselves. But they have to couch it in some, it's hard for them. It's difficult for them to do. You know, Douglas, or, Ricky Vaughn, Douglas Mackey, right? Arrested for, and sentenced for a sarcastic meme about texting in your vote. So, I don't want to downplay the trouble that we're in. But it really just goes to show the importance of empowering the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, for that matter. And as much as people like sort of make fun of these ideas, what are you going to do? You know, you have all your guns and you're being taken over anyway. We're not UK, are we? We're not Australia. We are not helpless and hopeless, sitting by silently while our country is destroyed because if we speak up, we'll be arrested. But we'll get there if we don't turn this boat around, if we don't make some drastic changes in the trajectory of our civilization. That is absolutely where we're headed. And it's in a way kind of convenient for us because we can see the way that it's implemented over there. We can see the game plan. We can see like a preview of what's coming here. You actually get, you know, it's like watching the game tape of the team you're about to play. We know how Britain got to this point. We know the incremental steps that it took to arrive here. So we can see those same steps being taken here in America, and we can prevent them and head them off, defeat them before they get this machine operational. And for them, silence and censoriousness is like a multiplying factor. Because if you can silence the people speaking out about what you're doing, that just makes everything else that much easier. It's not just that freedom of speech makes it more difficult for them to do what they're doing. In some cases, it makes it impossible. So when they shut down outlets telling the truth, when they shut down activists spreading accurate information, it makes everything else that they're doing that much easier. It's like removing a major obstacle is removing the awareness of the people of what they're doing. Like how somebody performing a heist shuts down the security camera system first, right? Makes everything else a hell of a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier to get away with the crime when nobody can see what's happening. InfoWars is the security camera on the state. We are the guard dog that the wolves need to take out before they can get to the sheep. And the importance of this mission has never been more clear. And the horror of what happens if we lose these rights has never been more apparent. The abuses of supposedly democratic liberal governments, the authoritarianism, the brutality that they're willing to wield against their own people has never been more starkly expressed than what's happening in the UK right now. So I hope everybody takes this as a wake-up call. They're like, what we're doing here is not for fun. It's not, you know, we're not tilting at windmills here. We're not just crazy conspiracy theorists that think the world is falling, you know, think the sky is falling and are running around like Chicken Little. No, we're telling you of very clear dangers to all of us that are coming, that are trying to get in. They're trying to steal our sheep. And we're here barking our heads off. So please, for the love of God, help us in this mission. Contribute in any way that you can by spreading this information, by warning people, by telling people the truth about what's going on, sharing our videos, following us on X, sharing that content, getting active, getting involved, volunteering, signing up. The Agenda 47 sign-up page is available. They're looking for hundreds of thousands of volunteers across the country for the Trump campaign. No, Trump is not going to save us. But it's a victory that's necessary for eventually winning the war. So please, however you can contribute, please do. And the best way to keep us on air and in the fight. And when you talk about the trifecta bringing down the globalists, it's Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Alex Jones. Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. Donald Trump, you know, has an entire Republican Party apparatus behind him. InfoWars has you. It has the InfoWars store. It has our modest little studio here, and that's it. And so we need your support. We're desperate for your support, and we won't be here without your support. So please contribute now while you still can to the free this free speech outlet while we can still exist. And help us to fend off what we know is coming, what we see manifest in the UK, in total top-down control of what you're allowed to say, what you're allowed to see, what you're allowed to think. It is totalitarianism and tyranny in its most basic expression, and it can't happen if the people are awake to it. It cannot happen if people understand what's coming and stand up against it. These people are not all powerful. Not yet. They're not superhumans. They're just people. The organizations that we're fighting can and will be dismantled and made obsolete, but only if we pursue that goal unwaveringly. So join us in this. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Purchase a product. It helps you. It'll help you in a million different ways, and it'll help us stay on air and expose the man behind the curtain, the forces operating in the shadows, the knowledge of which limits their power significantly. And you know what the ultimate goal is. You won't fall for the language that they use to disguise their intentions. Sad part is that really is the totality of their power. Is framing the most despicable, despotic, tyrannical measures in language that makes it sound like they're just protecting the innocent. These poor Muslim asylum seekers have to be protected from the evil white people. And it's like, just look at what they're doing. Just ignore what they say and how they frame it. Just look at the outcome. They're imprisoning dissidents for sarcastic Facebook posts. Not with a slap on the wrist, not with a $100 fine, but with 3+ years in prison. We're not there yet, but we can see the playbook being run. We can see the effect that it has. We can see the success that they can have with it. This is a warning shot across our bow. We can respond now in kind with the appropriate intensity, or that's it. It's over.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered. But the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Body's, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the topic. Last segment of First Amendment and importantly the Second Amendment. This was a great post from Declaration of Memes at Liberty Cappy. ChatGPT response. I say, write a poem in the style of Dr. Seuss about what would happen if the government of the United States sent its military to fight civilians. And this is the response. Shooty, shooty, pew, pew, pew. Let's all learn what guns can do. Liberals in the USA love to nod their heads and say, you bought your guns from a store. You can't fight a civil war. Fight the army, you will lose. They have jets and tanks to use. That's not where the story ends. They have homes and kids and friends. Tyrants threaten you with bombs. Just remember, they have moms. You can't live inside your jet. Can we find you? Yes, you bet. You'd send soldiers and Marines up against AR-15s. They're outnumbered 10 to 1. That's why I need a gun. Don't forget, because it's true, the government is scared of you. That's very well put, ChatGPT. Very well put indeed. They're outnumbered 10 to 1. That's why I need a gun. Don't forget, because it's true, the government is scared of you. They keep saying it, too. They keep saying it. I'm going to open up the phones for your calls in the final hour of the show. We're going to talk about what's happening in Israel. Because, my God, my God, can we just stop throwing gasoline on the fire? That would be great. We're going to talk about what's going on in Russia as well. Big scandal also with transgenderism, as detransitioner sues Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone after a 30-minute visit. That's a 30-minute visit, a lifetime of crippling drug addiction. Liberals at work. But give us a call about any and all of these topics. Specifically, I want to hear what you thought about the space yesterday. Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We'll talk about the transgender stuff here. And again, what we're fighting against most of all is just ignorance. It's sort of a combined thing. It's ignorance, and it's an unwillingness or inability of good, decent people to see the attack that they're under. There's a really good post about this. I don't know if y'all know the Frog Wave posts. Frog Wave was a very insightful commenter on X. I'll have to find it. I'll have to find that that exact one. Once I pulled it in here. But basically what it says is people don't realize that our entire system has been co-opted and captured by enemies. And that includes the methods by which we're supposed to warn each other that we're under attack, right? By capturing the communications networks and the information flow, they prevent the news of the invasion from getting out, the news of the takeover from taking place, the news of the abuse from proliferating to the wider public so they can be aware of the attack that they're under. They're not aware. And even when they become aware, they find it impossible to consider these attacks anything other than some sort of mistake or something that they don't understand, but it's up to them to try to cohabitate with. And I'm just thinking about the moms out there that don't quite understand why their daughter started referring to herself as he, who just are a little bit baffled and confused and just trying to do their best and are going to the authorities and are being told that the best thing for your daughter's mental health is to get her on puberty blockers, give her a mastectomy. And I have sympathy for these few. These poor people don't know what the hell is going on. They don't understand that this is a deliberate movement of propaganda. They don't understand that their kids are the victims of deliberate, highly engineered brainwashing. They don't understand that. And if they did understand it, they can't fathom that people would do this for unkind reasons. Like they... You know, you shouldn't be a bad person, but you should be able to think like a bad person. It's not that hard. But people can't do it. They're too good. They're too nice. They're too trusting. And the devious people know this and take advantage of it. And the transgenderism thing is just the best, most potent example of this. Detransitioner sues Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone after a 30-minute visit. While best known for abortion, Planned Parenthood is also deeply invested in the gender transition business, and its diversification has recently gained it a lawsuit from a young autistic woman it gave testosterone to after a mere half hour of consultation. It's the story of Christina Heinemann, who turned 18 in November 2021, went to a New York Planned Parenthood location to obtain testosterone therapy. She sought without the consent of her parents. She'd been dealing with a variety of issues, including self-harm, depression, anxiety, and autism, many of which were exacerbated by the social isolation of COVID-19 lockdowns. And she recalls being turned on to the possibility that gender was the source from YouTube videos that led her to conclude that trans includes all the things I've been feeling: my discomfort with my chest, my discomfort with being called a young woman, not being sure of who I was or what I wanted to be. Again, it's just the best example of people who have been victimized and made miserable by the modern world in a variety of different ways and for a variety of different reasons. And when they're in this uncertain, insecure, vulnerable position, they're preyed upon by devious bastards who tell them that they're the wrong gender, God made them wrong, and that transitioning is a cure-all. It's a total farce. Let's go to this video. More than 40,000 girls have started their transition at Planned Parenthood. Let's watch. I put it in there. Why did I put it in there? I will put it in there right now. For more than 40,000 girls have started their transition at Planned Parenthood. And all they have to do is complete a form.
When Christina Hyman was 18, she believed she was transgender. She made an appointment at Planned Parenthood, and after a 30-minute visit, a nurse prescribed her testosterone. At 19, she had a double mastectomy. But then, just weeks later, she realized she'd made a terrible mistake. Now 20 years old, she's suing the organization. In the past decade, Planned Parenthood has become the country's leading single provider of gender transition hormones. Insurance claims show that at least 40,000 patients went to Planned Parenthood for this reason last year, a tenfold increase since 2017. One medical director I talked to told me that most patients have given a lot of thought to medically transitioning and can, quote, leave the clinic with their prescription, just like Christina did. But Christina says she wasn't informed of all the side effects, and she wasn't in a good place mentally or emotionally to begin such life-altering treatments. I was brainwashed, she told me. I wanted to know how Planned Parenthood, the organization synonymous with abortion rights and women's health, had become one of the country's largest suppliers of testosterone. I reviewed internal documents and spoke with several physicians who served in high-level roles, including one who oversaw medical affairs when Planned Parenthood started offering gender hormones in the mid-2000s. She was proud of that, but when I told her that today young people can begin medical transition in one quick appointment, this concerned her. These are powerful medications with a lot of side effects, she said. If someone isn't fully informed and prepared, quote, it could be a nightmare. Today, there are more than a dozen lawsuits against various providers by former gender patients who say they were harmed. Christina told me she doesn't want to hurt Planned Parenthood's ability to provide abortion and reproductive health care. She just wants other young people struggling with gender to get good care. The answers are not just transition or suicide, she told me. I write about her story and Planned Parenthood's transformation at the Free Press. You can read it at thefp.com.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. How did Planned Parenthood become one of the country's largest suppliers of testosterone? Brainwashing, obviously.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your phone calls this hour, but in this first 5 minutes, I want to go to at least a portion of this video from OMG Media. This is the O'Keefe Media Group. They're doing investigations following up on supposed donations to Act Blue. And in a world where Donald Trump is facing 34 felony counts and 100-plus years in prison because he mislabeled a check on his finance forms, you would think that potentially hundreds of millions of dollars being funneled and laundered through this supposed charity would call for a bit of an investigation. Well, the authorities are in on it and are not going to investigate themselves. So thank goodness we have people like James O'Keefe putting in the work. Here's him going around to people who are listed in Act Blue as having donated tens of thousands of dollars and asking them whether that was true or whether their names are being used to launder money, probably from billionaires, circumventing the restrictions for campaign finance contributions. Let's watch.
The donations were a total of $16,000. Mm-hmm. Does that sound about right?
No. I'm not rich. I don't give that kind of,
Sure.
any kind of money.
A common thread amongst the victims was that they were surprised their names and information were being used by Act Blue. Janice did not seem to care.
I don't want to dispute Act Blue. I don't want to be help the Republicans in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Well, the Republicans have done enough dishonest if we've gotten by with that much money, I say hell yes.
$12,000 in donations. Does that sound right?
Laundering money, maybe?
Exactly.
Many citizen journalists are starting to investigate Act Blue on their own. An undercover citizen journalist met with several elderly citizens who donated to Act Blue in Texas, in Burnett County and Stevens County. This report comes on the heels of two elderly citizens in Montgomery County, which generated a response from the sheriff's office there after they said they didn't make these donations and received refunds from Act Blue. We've learned the Attorney General of Texas is now looking into the matter. And now, dozens and dozens of more citizen journalists are reaching out to O'Keefe Media Group with tapes. The Texas AG's office has issued a civil investigative demand after the O'Keefe Media Group investigation and put out a press release saying that Act Blue has cooperated with their ongoing investigation, changing their requirements to now include CVV codes on the credit card. In our most recent publication featuring Act Blue in Texas, we referenced an article that was sent to us by Current Revolve. The article claimed a source had information that the first assistant Brent Webster in the Texas AG's office had been sitting on the Act Blue investigation. We spoke with Brent Webster. Here is his response. Quote, "Any allegation that I have undercut our investigation into Act Blue is ludicrous, particularly given that I urged our office to initiate the investigation in the first place. I have dedicated substantial resources to this investigation, including some of our office's most talented lawyers. This ongoing investigation has been very productive. We do not comment on the status of pending investigations, but we will make every effort to enforce Texas law when it is being violated, as we have consistently done during my time at the Office of the Attorney General. The first victim was Janice Bosco in Horseshoe Bay, Texas. When our citizen journalist asked if Janice had indeed made over 648 donations totaling around $16,000, Janice laughed and promptly stated, "No, I don't believe that many donations."
I'm looking for Miss Janice Bosco.
Me.
Janice, there were 648 donations made in your name to a super PAC. It's a election committee called Act Blue.
Oh, right.
The donations were a total of $16,000.
Largest money laundering financial fraud case in probably the history of America, and nobody cares. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Go out to your phone calls now. First come, first serve. Dave in Arizona, thanks for calling in. You are on the air.
Thanks so much, Mr. Harrison. I'm not accusing you of this, but there's some in our community that are naive enough to think that this chilling effect due to the restriction of our free speech is not going on here. I know there's lots of people that still aren't on Twix, self-included, after the purge on J8. But if you think about the J6 peaceful protesters that walk through velvet ropes, there's still some of them in jail for over 1,000 nights that have yet to have pretrial hearings. And we know that when they curtail your speech, they want to repress your thoughts. So that's what this is all about, 1984, right? I mean, it's the classic Orwell novel. Mm-hmm. We're living a dystopian nightmare, my friend.
100%. No, I couldn't agree with you more. They're still arresting people. They just arrested a woman. They're calling her, you know, the praying grandma. She walked into the Capitol for like 70 seconds, prayed, and walked out. And she's now been arrested today, three and a half years after the insurrection. Totally absurd. You're exactly right. And it's extremely troubling. However, there has been a bit of a bounce back, hasn't there? I mean, it was really bad for a while, and it wasn't so much the legal consequences as the social consequences for being a Trump supporter or for, you know, speaking up against what's happening. That has diminished. The backlash of, you know, speaking out in public is not so much anymore. And, you know, part of that is it has to do with the takeover of X from Elon Musk. You can say things you couldn't say otherwise. But also, I think just culturally, the madness that came with the, you know, post-Trump election era in 2016 and 17 and 18 a little bit, has gone down a little bit. And people are not, you know, so frightened of being Trump supporters in public anymore. So we're winning ground back, but you're exactly right that legally these things are going on unabated. And it's very, very troubling. And the cooling of speech is very much present. Thank you for that call, Dave. Let's go to Sean in California now. Trump Elon interview. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
The
Trump and Elon coverage you guys did last night was wonderful. I do want to give you props for that.
Thank you.
Very, you know, enlightening. And we can't, you know, joke enough about the horse demon, but I'll leave that humor to the side for now. I wanted to put a, you know, thought on your plate. Trump, you know, compared some of Elon's experience to the American dream. And that's something InfoWars does, something my colleagues at national-assembly.net do. We empower the American people to live the American dream. And in this free speech censorship and this chilling you're talking about, Harrison, there's a key point. Before we go from free speech in the First Amendment to the Second Amendment, we have to read the end of that First Amendment, which is the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition for redress of grievances. If you do that, you're out of order. So if you want to be empowered, you got to be in order, and then you get the results. So, you know, Harrison, thank you for the coverage last night, because I was trying to watch another stream. Just wanted to see how they were doing it. They were cutting in and out. You guys were solid the whole night. Great coverage, great opportunity to learn what Trump and Elon had to put on the table. And thank you for running with the ball.
Well, thank you. And thank you for supporting us and giving us the platform where we're able to do that. Ironically,
yep.
You know, being on this side of the controversies, we never really get the benefits you might expect. And I'm not even complaining. It's just something that we have to accept at this point. And maybe this was some sort of purge from Twitter or something. I don't know if I'm the only one that was affected by this. But we do a stream last night. I'm on stream with Alex and Owen. It's on X. It's on Spaces. Lots of videos go up with my name tagged. We have 12 million people tuning in. And somehow I lost 4,000 Twitter subscribers. It's like anytime you go above and beyond, anytime you do that little bit extra, you got to get punished for it, apparently. And it really is just like a regular thing with us. It's like anytime I have a really viral Twitter post, you'd think there'd be some sort of like benefit from that. But instead, it gets like community noted and I lose all my income for that month. Anytime before Elon bought X, it was like dangerous. It was like the more popular your video, the more likely you were to get your account deleted because of it. So there's this sort of perverse incentive, this negative feedback loop with the way that communications and these networks are still set up, to where it's like, man, so I'd be better off if I just didn't do anything. I would have more followers if I didn't go on a stream with 12 million viewers. That's kind of backwards, isn't it? So I don't know what happened, but yeah, I have like 99,000. I was looking forward to getting 100,000. I look at my Twitter today and I'm down to 95,000, 95 point something. And it's like, all right. I guess that's, you know, good thing. Just stayed up late, stayed in the office for 12 hours. It's fine. I'm not complaining. It's just, you know, a little bit frustrating. It's a little frustrating. So, you know, we can't rely on these systems. We can't rely on social media. We can rely on you. So thank you very much for going to InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for keeping us on the air. Thank you for giving us a platform that, for the most part, is fair. Like, we have a platform where, like, when we do more, more people see it, more people like it, more people go to the store, we get more funding, we're able to do more stuff. It's a positive feedback loop, which is very nice. It's very, very wonderful to have this singular outlet for free speech to actually be able to express ourselves and not be punished for it, and instead rewarded for it. So thank you for rewarding us for our dedication to this. And like, again, who really cares at the end of the day? I'm sure it was just like some sort of bot purge. It probably has something to do with the DDoS attack that happened. But it's still just the opposite of what you'd think. I was on a stream with 12 million viewers yesterday. I bet I got a bunch of new followers. Oh, no, I'm down 4,000. All right, great. This makes a lot of sense. It's just a world disconnected, unmoored from, you know, how things should go. What should be the, you know, reaction to the input? It's all backwards, but whatever. We do it because we know there are people out there like you that watch and enjoy it, so we'll continue to do it regardless of whether we're rewarded or not. Thank you for the call, Sean. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you're calling in about Ireland. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see in Ireland is you're going to see the IRA reactivate. And then in England, you're going to see a new BRA there activate, because the governments there have left the people two choices. It's either give up or fight. I think they're going to fight, and it's going to get nasty. And another thing you're going to see is a strong William Wallace-type guy come out of Scotland. Because, see, the thing about the what these people aren't thinking about, you touched on it a little bit later earlier with the little poem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a handful of people that are destroying millions of people, right? Well, these millions of people know where these people live, and they know who their family members are. And see, they're not, these evil people ain't thinking about that. They think they're protected. They're so evil, they're protected by Satan, that Satan's going to save them. It ain't going to be like that, people. And God have mercy on them, because they've done so many nasty things to the people. And just like here in America, you're going to see a civil war here, too. That's coming. That's a given. And people better stand up and fight.
You know, in a weird way, or in a really sort of powerful way, it's like you see the history of Ireland, and they're constantly beaten down. They're constantly being invaded. They're constantly being occupied for hundreds of years. And you think, man, poor Ireland, I wish they didn't have to go through this. But now, as you see them being actively replaced, and you see the way that, and we have lots of videos. I'm going to save them for tomorrow, because I got to censor all of them. The Irish, very free with their language, I'm finding. But I mean, they're what's going on in Ireland, they're forcing the powers that be to change tactics. Like in England, they're just doing it all right out in front of everybody. They're just bringing in the boats and right here to the, you know, five-star hotel, sir. In Ireland, they're having to, like, hire foreign mercenaries in ski masks to, like, patrol the area, because Ireland is standing up against it. So it's like you see the history of Ireland, you think this poor, beaten-down nation, these people just can't get a break from the starvation purposefully engineered during the Irish potato famine to just, you know, endless imperialism, you know, crushing them by the British. And you would think, like, man, this is so unfortunate. But it turns out that was like the training that they needed. That prepared them for what they're experiencing now. Because they went through all that, now they have the nationalistic pride to stand up against what's happening in a way that isn't happening in Britain, where they're all cucked. They all, you know, have been living in the fading glory of the now defunct empire for the last 50 years, thinking that they're still on top of the world. And now that they're being attacked and supplanted, they have no defense mechanism against it. So it's like, you know, it's almost an immune response, that the Irish immune system has been kept working and operational and powerful. And so now that they're under the World Economic Forum, UN great, you know, replacement migration, they're actually responding appropriately and powerfully and in a unified fashion. So, you know, it's one of those things. You can never know whether what you're going through is good or bad. I mean, it might feel bad now, but it might be preparing you for what, you know, the strength that you need in the future. So, you know, Ireland is really, really doing it well and intelligently, too. They know how to operate in a way that the Brits don't know how to operate. And it's being shown in evidence. So I hope that you're right, that an equivalent arises with the Brits. And that was a big, you know, deal about a week ago, immediately after the stabbings in the UK, is you had Irish and British people marching together. These people that for literally centuries have been in each other's throat. And there's this divide between Protestants and Catholics that's still very, very contentious there. They overcame that, and they said, okay, look, we might have our differences, but we're both being attacked. We're both being replaced, so it's time to be allies in this. So that's a really powerful and beautiful thing. So we look to Ireland as a font of hope here and as a blueprint for resistance in the future, and I hope that they have the fortitude to keep this going and to fight back against it. Thanks for the call, Tony. Let's go to Jay in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing today?
Good, thanks.
I want to go back to, like, after the 2016 election year, when things started to change, and it kind of worries me about this year. We had, after Trump won, Tom Wolf, the governor, then changed and went to try to force the Republicans and Democrats to redistrict and agree on that, and they couldn't agree. So they forced it to the courts, which are obviously liberal courts, because as you've seen with the 2020 election, where they let the mass mail-in voting illegally, which I may add, which is against Pennsylvania's constitution. So they forced us to redistrict, and basically it's a backup plan for all, obviously, I think, the illegal immigration. I've seen more and more Hispanics, all young males, usually in groups of three or four in the grocery stores, on roofs working. And, yeah, that's about where I'm at with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a full spectrum attack. It's the immigration system. It's the courts. It's the elected officials. They're all in it together and working, you know, collaborating to destroy all of us. And of course, they're setting up to rig the election again. They're not even making it subtle this time. It's very obvious the way that they're doing this, and it's up to us to call them out, sue them, to make changes ourselves, to volunteer, to be a poll watchers and observers. There's so many of us. If we all just get active, if we all just contribute in some minor way, and they don't stand a chance. But as long as we stay cowed and you know, as long as we choose not to be involved, their victory is assured. The minute we get involved, our victory is inevitable. So it's up to us, and I hope that we can encourage more people to not just understand the threat that we're under, but understand how easy it really is and how good it feels to stand up against these people. Thanks for the call, Jay. Let's go to Baker in California now. Go ahead, Baker. You're on the air about Musk and Trump.
Yeah, you know, it was hit or miss. I think it was a good form. I think when they started talking about the future and hopefulness and all that was good. But Trump kind of still talks the same way about things and immigration. And it didn't feel like a conversation, dude. It just felt like him getting mad about stuff and yelling about how immigrants are rapists and murderers. And he still says the same stuff. And I just want him to evolve a little bit, don't you think? Like, you got to talk about immigration in a certain way. You can't just say, oh, they're all rapists and murderers. You know, I know what he's trying to say, but it's like, dude, just be a little more nuanced about it. Like, just kind of break it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can kind of see what you're talking about. And actually, our next caller, I sort of think, is on the same line. A lot of it is about rhetoric. You know, people are simple. It's kind of sucks. You know, I wish people were more sort of sophisticated in how they thought about this stuff. But, like, to them, I don't know. I mean, they've been trained. Like, when they hear Trump say, like, they're a rapist coming over the border, somehow that gets transmogrified in their minds to Trump is calling Mexicans rapists. And it's like, that's not what he said,
right,
though, is it? So, it's all about rhetoric. And you know, what I've been telling our audience today especially is, like, just look through the rhetoric, look at what they're doing and the outcome of their policies. And it's very simple to see what the intentions are and that all of their, you know, all their words about love and kindness and equality, it's all just very thinly veiled despotism. But in the same way, you have to play the game, you know, play the ball where it lands. You have to deal with the American public in the forms that they're used to. And so, yeah, when you're talking about illegals and migrants, you got to be able to frame it in a way that is acceptable to people. And if you do it in a way that's too overt, it scares people off. And it's just the reality. It's just the reality. You know, it's like when like, I'll say something about online about, like, not hating migrants or you know, whatever. I'm always getting feedback from people being like, no, what we need to be doing is appealing to white people and tell white people that it's we have to be going for our benefits and to be appealing to white people. And it's like, do you not know any white people? White people hate that stuff. It's like, I agree. Like, white people need to understand that, like, hey, you know, you're despised as a group and you have interests that you can push just like every other group does. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I wish people would come around to that. But the reality is, if you tell the average white person in America, you know, I'm for white people and I think we need to champion white people, that turns them off. They get, like, icky feelings and they get scared of that and they want to go away. It's cowardly. It's weak. It's pathetic. But It's just what happens. So it's like, okay, if you want to help white people, what you shouldn't do is go out and say white power, right? It's like, okay, you got to be a little bit more subtle. You got to change your language, change the way that you express this, not in a dishonest way, but just in a way that, you know, the way when I want my kid to do something, I have to say it in a way that makes it sound fun, right? If I want him to go, you know, take a nap, it's guess what we get to do? We get to take a nap. Yeah, it's fun, right? And then he'll go take a nap. It's not dishonest. It's just changing the way that you express yourself to actually be received and heard by the people that you're trying to speak to. So, you know, I agree. I like what Trump's saying, but he could hire a, some sort of linguistic wizard to teach him how to say it better. And John in North Dakota has called in about the topic of Department of Education. And just before we get to your comments, John, the reason I was bringing it up in relation to what Baker was saying was people don't get it when you say we want to get rid of the Department of Education. They think that's retarded. They're like, what? You're just going to get rid of schools? You think that America shouldn't have schools? It's like, no, you idiot. So, like, how about instead of saying we should get rid of the Department of Education, you can just phrase it a little differently and go, we think education should be handled by the states. It's the same thing. It's not dishonest. I'm saying the exact same thing. It's just when you say get rid of the Department of Education, the average person thinks that's crazy because they can't conceive of a education system that's not centrally managed. So if you just phrase it differently and phrase it, and there's probably even a better way to phrase it than that, but instead of saying get rid of the Department of Education, you say we think the federal government has no business in education and that the state should handle it, and that we think that the more local the education system is, the better it functions. So we want to get it back to the people it serves and have it be run by the states and not the federal government, because that's wasteful and money that could be spent on the kids is being spent on administration in Washington. That's a lot more appealing to people than hearing get rid of the Department of Education. So it's not about the idea being bad. It's about the way you express it being confusing to stupid people and living in a world where stupid people vote. So you have to take that into account. John, North Dakota, what are your thoughts on the topic of the Department of Education being done away with?
Thank you for the preface, Harrison. That was perfect. Exactly that. I have a good example of why the Department of Education needs to be stopped. 20 years ago, I'm sure you remember, we were in fifth grade, and No Child Left Behind came through. Mm-hmm. Well, I was mistakenly another failure of the Department of Education placed in the gifted students class, and that class only lasted for 3 months because those kids that were actually being challenged, I mean, we read a book every week, and we had to do, like, book reports on them almost. I was, like, way out of my depth. But these kids, I mean, I went to school with a kid who graduated from MIT, another kid who scored a perfect on the SAT, and those kids were in that gifted students class. They would have benefited greatly from being challenged more than more money going to the remedial reading class that just got kids, you know, to the bare minimum. It was a bad idea. It was a worse execution. It's just ridiculous. So sending those jobs from the obvious failures in Washington to like North Dakota, Texas, we have actual states that are run like companies that work, that are in the black financially. And we have low taxes. We have real stuff going on here. So send it to us. We will handle the job much better. We'll have much better schools in North Dakota. We'll have more industry coming here because there's more rich kids that want their actual children to be real education. So right. It's, I didn't go to school in North Dakota, excuse me. I went to school in Minnesota, so my language is not up to par with these North Dakotans.
No, that's all right. Yeah, no, I completely agree, and it's a great point. And again, you know, I think one of the most illuminating things of my life was being half in the gifted program and half in the regular. And I was like the only kid in my school that did that. Everybody else was just like, you're either gifted or you're in the regulars. And I was like, well, I don't like math, so I'm just going to do regular math. And I mean, it's like the regular classes just might as well not exist. You learn absolutely nothing. It's a total joke. It's total chaos constantly. Nobody learned anything. Everybody cheated constantly. Everybody passed, even though nobody did any work. It was a joke. And then you go to the GT and it's like, oh, an actual school where we're actually learning things. Is it not unnecessary to try to keep both of these systems under the same administration? Like, clearly it's not working for either side. So, like, we need a revamping of the education system very clearly. And it's not going to come from the bureaucracy in Washington. It needs to be dismantled.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Old Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Your phone calls momentarily. Since a caller brought up comments yesterday about Muslims being, or not Muslims, but migrants. Criminals. Thought we'd go through just a brief list of the last few days of Americans. Innocent, God-fearing, peace-loving, hard-working Americans being brutalized by our government's pets, by these foreign elements introduced. Shouldn't be here, should never have arrived. And once they're arrested, should probably not be let out again. But they are. And, again, innocent American people are paying the price. New York City migrants, including one charged with sex assault 4 months ago, raped a woman at knife point and beat her boyfriend. This is at Coney Island, New York. Daniel Davon Bonilla of Nicaragua allegedly grabbed a 46-year-old woman and threw her to the ground before raping her while holding a knife to her throat Sunday around 9 p.m. His alleged accomplice, Mexican migrant Leovando Moreno, is accused of striking the woman's 34-year-old boyfriend with a pipe as he tried to stop the vicious assault. And this wasn't even the first sex crime bust for Davon Bonilla, who is believed to have crossed the U.S. border illegally in Texas in December 2022. 4 months later, he was arrested for allegedly raping a woman at a La Quinta hotel on 3rd Avenue in Park Slope that was turned into a migrant shelter. He spent a year behind bars before taking a plea deal that put him back on the streets in June. Okay. So that's just one, well, two lives destroyed for the benefit of foreign sex criminals. Great. Marriott franchise sues franchisee for turning New York hotel into migrant shelter. Franchisee violated his contract with Marriott by using Queens Hotel as a shelter for migrants and asylum seekers, lawsuit claims. But hey, they're making money hand over fist. They can, you know, charge twice as much as they normally would for a room and guarantee maximum capacity because the government is paying the checks and supplying the migrants to fill up the hotel. And that's all your tax money being paid to house and protect these, by definition, criminals, these illegal immigrants whose only act in America so far has been to break its laws. ICE Boston has announced several significant arrests, including a Dominican man charged with fentanyl trafficking in Massachusetts after he was caught and released at the border in February. An Ecuadorian got away charged with rape and kidnapping in Massachusetts. A Brazilian man wanted for attempted homicide in Brazil who was caught and released at the border last March. A Dominican got away charged with fentanyl trafficking in Rhode Island. A Guatemalan illegal alien charged with child molestation in Rhode Island and who was caught and released at the border under the Obama administration. Earlier this month, ICE Boston also announced the arrest of a verified Colombian gang leader who was caught and released at the border under the Biden-Harris administration and is wanted in Colombia for homicide and arms trafficking, as well as the arrest of a Brazilian illegal alien who is wanted for rape in his home country. These are the types of egregious criminals ICE holds in detention prior to deportation. Kamala Harris is on video during the 2020 election cycle, pledging at a campaign event in Iowa that she would close ICE detention centers on day one if elected. It's unclear where she stands on the issue now as she continues to avoid media interviews or press conferences to talk about what her policies might be. So just a little laundry list of a very, very tiny geographic area in America and the number of drug traffickers and rapists and murderers who have been greeted with a welcome mat at our border by ICE, who arrests them and then gives them a ticket to go victimize Americans thousands of miles away. Absolutely incredible. And then we have a video, 19. And I hesitate to even show you this because it is brutal. It is an illegal immigrant who I guess was granted citizenship a couple months ago. He's a trucker who drove, it seems intentionally, on the wrong side of a Nevada highway, killing three motorcyclists. He's now been sentenced to 4 to 10 years in prison. But here's, and when I say three lives destroyed, I mean three lives ended. And every one of these people have friends and family and daughters and sons and parents whose lives have a giant, gaping, depressing hole in it now because this immigrant is just as American as you are, but also is deliberately driving on the wrong side of the road and killing people. Let's watch the video. You tell me what you think's going on here. So there's a guy on the left. He's driving on the right side of the road here, and he drifts over to the wrong side of the road. Almost hits a car, dodges that one, goes back to the wrong side of the road. So, like, this is intentional, right? Like, this isn't an accident. He's not confused. He doesn't drift, you know, momentarily into the wrong lane. He very deliberately is driving against traffic, and they cut out the actual, you know, part there. But he kills three people on motorcycles. three young Americans just out on a road trip on their bikes. Never came home. So, there, you know, just one day. Just one day of news here. You've got a rape at knife point. You've got Dominicans and Ecuadorians and Brazilians and just all sorts of rapists and criminals and wanted people being led across our border who then get arrested in America for crimes, then released again to commit more crimes. I mean, it's just, it is outrageous. It is absolutely insane. Not a single one of these should happen. Not a single American should be victimized by these people because they shouldn't be here. Instead of doing the most basic responsibility of a government, just fulfilling the most fundamental obligation of a national government in protecting the people inside from the people outside, very simple. Instead, we've got a system that is deliberately importing tens of millions of people with American taxpayer money to victimize in brutal and horrific ways innocent American people. And that's just the obvious ways, right? And just the innumerable number of ways that our lives are made worse by this prioritization of foreigners over ourselves. We're in an occupied nation by a hostile force. And this should be obvious by now. Let's go now to Alex in Nevada. You have a comment on the supposed slurring of words last night. My theory is that it was because Trump was facing down. He had his phone on his table and all the images and videos of him doing the space, he's looking down like this. And I think that just, you know, it makes a difference in the way that you speak. If you're sitting upright and projecting versus sort of hunched over and talk and speaking down, I think that made him sound less clear. But what's your take on this, Alex?
Well, I can kind of agree with that, too. I watched you guys last night on X. It was a good show of the conversation / campaign mode of Trump. I like the parts where Elon and Trump were talking about putting the world, our nation and country forward, pushing us forward into progress, not, you know, and then the rest was, you know, the typical Trump campaign. I enjoyed that again. Mm-hmm. And I hope there were 100 million non-Trumpers out there listening to that. I can only imagine how exhausted Trump might be on his constant moving forward with trying to take back the country and make America great again. I can only imagine. So, yeah, hanging his head, maybe one thing, yeah, that adds to it, if nothing else. But, you know, and then the other part would be, you know, listening to Elon Musk and his stammering kind of like this, that would be tiring in and of itself. But regardless, you know, the Judge Dredge report saying things like that and anybody else is just kind of ludicrous, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, look, one comment from yesterday that I saw that I thought was just it's obvious, but it's very true. I mean, neither one of these guys needs to do anything. They're both billionaires. They could both just live on a yacht for the rest of their lives, being fed grapes by, scantily clad native. Like, they have no reason to be doing any of this, and yet they are. And that in and of itself is extremely admirable. We'll be back on the other side to close out the show with more of your phone calls. Drew in California, Tommy in North Carolina, Benjamin in Canada, and BS Assassin in New York. We'll try to get to all of you on the other side. Stay with us. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, where you go to support us. And you can follow me at Harrison H. Smith. You might not be following me anymore as of yesterday. Maybe go check on X.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. I gotta show you this video before we go out to calls. It's only 30 seconds, but boy, does it say a lot. Caitlin Collins, I think is her name, a CNN reporter, was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert yesterday. Got some unexpected feedback from the audience. I don't even want to spoil it for you. Let's just go to the video. Here was a CNN reporter on Colbert yesterday.
Trump has kind of been thrown on his heels by this, and he's not really sure how to go after Vice President Harris. He knew his attack lines on President Biden. He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes it. And I know
that's supposed to be a laugh line.
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
That's fantastic. He says in all seriousness,
CNN is objective, and the audience just roars with laughter. That's how absurd it is. You know, sometimes the delusion breaks down. Sometimes reality pokes its little head through. I love it. And they're serious. They're pretending to be objective. They actually say that in all seriousness. He was legitimately saying that CNN is unbiased. God, what an embarrassing person to be. Let's go out to your phone calls now. Drew in California, thanks for calling in. You are on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Well, before I plug, because I always love plugging, because your stuff is awesome, I think I'll do this first. You guys see that video the other day? I don't know the guy's name, but when Trump
run out of time here. What's the point you're trying to make?
When Trump hits the golf ball and hits the pole.
Uh-huh. I don't know that video.
And then have you ever been proud of a president in your whole life other than Trump?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. I'm not sure of the point you're making, Drew, but we're going to move on. Tommy in North Carolina on line 9. Thank you for calling in. Tommy, you're on the air about someone named Kamala. Who is this?
Yeah, so I grew up in the 80s, 90s. I'm 44. And there was a wrestler back then. His name was Kamala. Spelled the same way as Kamala Harris. And I looked up yesterday just out of fun because the character was so offensive. The real name of this guy is named James Harris. So it's James Kamala Harris.
That's hilarious.
And he was
a Pacific Islander guy, right? I think I remember him. Yeah. We're looking at videos of him. He's got like a loincloth on.
Yeah, the loincloth, the boobs, and the moon on his belly and stuff. I don't know. He also do like some memes and some videos with like superimposing Kamala's face on his body.
Hey, look, so let's be honest. Yeah, the wrestler Kamala, I know just as much about his policies as I do about Kamala's, about Kamala Harris's. It's, you know, might as well be a giant fat black man in a loincloth with a moon on his belly. Like, as much substance as we're seeing from Kamala Harris herself.
Exactly. We get more answers out of him probably, even though he's dead.
Probably be more entertaining too, honestly.
Yeah, I figured I would share that with you since I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Kamala the wrestler, and his name is James Harris. That's very funny.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, you know, Kamala Harris's dad is named Donald J. Harris, which is kind of interesting, too. Yeah, names.
Yeah, all of it's weird. You know, the Barron Trump book from the 1800s, all this stuff is just like, what is going on here? So, I don't know. I just figured I'd share that with you. Yeah, it is.
Very interesting. Thank you for that call, Tommy. Let's go to Benjamin in Canada now about the meeting of Trump and Elon. Go ahead, Benjamin. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. God bless you. Yeah, no, listen, I thought it was a fantastic injury that we had, a space that we had last night. Listen, I think it was fantastic for moderates, especially people on the fence. I can understand people didn't, you know, people were kind of mad on our side, thinking about maybe Trump didn't go as far as we wanted to. But listen, there's something that's bothering me, though, Harrison. He was talking, you know, I know Trump, he always, you know, wants to play friendly with everybody, especially the Secret Service and everything like that. But, I mean, if there's anything he would have pushed on, and I would have liked to see him push on, was the Secret Service. I mean, we had a 20-year-old crackhead running around for I don't know how much time. I mean, you know, you're just looking at him, and the guy looks like an absolute crazy lunatic. And so I would have probably liked to see him talk about the Secret Service a little bit more. You know what I mean, Harrison?
Oh, for sure. And that's what Alex kept saying during the broadcast. I don't know if he said it on mic as much as he did, but you know, he's saying, you know, this is what Trump should be talking about. Secret Service stand down. They tried to kill him. It's weird. It's kind of weird because, you know, he talked at length about the assassination attempt. But it's like he doesn't take it seriously. It's like, dude, you almost got your head blown off you were millimeters away from being dead. And, like, obviously he knows that and he says that, but just the attitude he has about it is very, like, blasé. And, yeah, and he's just like, yeah, security services, you know, secret services all right. And like, no, dude, they failed totally. If you had died, it would have been entirely their fault. The fact that you got shot was entirely their fault. Why would you just shrug that off? That is very bizarre to me. I don't get – I mean, do you think he's just scared? Do you think it's like the type of thing where it's like, you know, well, these are the people in charge of his safety, so like he can't speak badly about them? I mean, I don't know.
I think you're 100% right on that. You're very intellectual, Harrison. Well, I think you're 100% right on that fact. I think he wants to play good with everybody. He's got people protecting him that obviously doesn't want to speak too bad of the Secret Service. I just hope there's something happening in the background. Because like you said,
right.
I mean, the fella almost died.
Yeah.
And so I would have liked to see a little bit of pushback from that. There was a stand up, you know, the people were pointing at him. He's on the roof. He's on the roof. And I mean, look at the guy.
Yeah.
He just looks like a cracked out lunatic on SSRI.
It was a total stand down. We have all the footage now. They were supposed to put people on that roof. They didn't. They saw the guy hours before. They did nothing. They saw the guy on the roof with the gun. They did nothing. I mean, it was a stand down. They let Trump get shot. And he's out there going, yeah, they're great. Yeah, they're great people. And it's like, dude.
And I don't think that Trump – I think Trump maybe thinks that the people aren't ready to hear it. I mean, we're ready. I mean, I'm not even a U.S. citizen. I follow your politics very, very closely because whenever you guys jump, we jump higher. But people are ready to hear it. People want to hear it, and we need to hear it if we want to change anything. If we want to go, you know, and change the way things are right now, we need to hear the truth. You can't keep people hidden from the truth. I mean, this is too bombshell to say, oh, well, the people aren't ready for it. The people are ready for it. Look at the world.
We're beyond. We've been ready for it for a long time.
You're exactly
right. But again, it's like it's confusing because there are some things where it's like, well, why isn't Trump taking this so seriously? But it's like he almost died. How can he not take this seriously?
Yep.
He must be taking this seriously. Like, I have to believe that. You know, this is the public facing thing. Like, I don't want to talk trash about the Secret Service, but behind the scenes, he's going, all right, we need private security. We need Eric Prince to supply me some ex-commandos to, you know, make up for the ladies on the force or whatever it is. You know, I hope he's doing something in the background, but it's like, how are you going to, it's not like we can convince him. It's not like he doesn't realize what a big deal this is. Like, he almost died. If he doesn't know what a big deal this is. What the hell? So he definitely should have talked more about that. I totally agree. And more information we're getting about the assassination attempt, which none of it is coming from the authorities. None of it is coming from the FBI or the Secret Service. It's all coming from FOIA requests and private journalists and the House Oversight Committee. They're the ones supplying us with the information, and it just makes it look worse and worse. Every new development just solidifies the fact that this was on purpose and a total stand down. Thank you for the call, Benjamin. BS Assassin, 1 minute left. You have a riddle for us. Go ahead.
You ready?
Go ahead.
All right. How do you make a smart bullet work, everybody?
How?
You inject everybody with mRNA, a biometric tracking system. So when the war starts, we are in big trouble. And all that spraying, that's a reflection point. And that Chinese weather balloon, that was Starlink, everybody. To track and trace all you Americans that took the mRNA. So when this pops off, we're going to have guys with futuristic weapons. You got guys who are trained in biometrics. They're going to be launching drones after you. It's going to be hell on earth, man. And then you know what? They're going to put that wall up. They're going to trap us all over here. And they're going to be drinking martinis in Mexico, going, look at these poor bastards. We did it. We collapsed America.
That's a good point, but a very bad riddle. That was not there's no way I could have figured that riddle out. Thank you for the call, BS Assassin. Hey, look, these plans are going into place. We've been telling you about them, and hopefully if you've been listening to us, you've been able to avoid the most potent attacks. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay tuned. Alex Jones, 90 seconds.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of
body's old turmeric formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.